新年快乐
！Happy New Year！
当你读到律法的时候，不知道你感受是什么
？How do you feel when you read the laws in the Bible？
领袖们在新年都会献词，个人在新年励志。
All the leaders around the world would give their New Year speech。
这已经成为一个约定成熟的年度习惯。
This has already been a ritual and also a habit。
奥巴马总统、习近平主席、马英九总统都有贺词。
President Obama, Prime Minister Xi, and also President Ma. They all do their New Year speech.
许多力图改变自己的人士也会一扫去年的晦气。
And those people who would like to have a new page of their life, they would also have New Year resolutions.
励志减肥十条。
They would probably have 10 rules for them to lose weight.
改变每周的作息习惯。
They would like to change their daily routine.
确定下学期的课业。
And they want to make improvements.
完成自己新的事业。
And they would like to reach another peak of their career.
好，基督徒也不例外。
We are no exceptions.
我们基督徒这个群体，教会在2015年也有人生和侍奉的计划。
In 2015, as a church, we also have our goals and our plans.
我们又有每周讲到的经文，全体教会读经的计划等等。
We have our weekly sermon scriptures and also our Bible study plan.
那我们教会基督徒励志计划通常与国家和尚未信主的朋友们有什么差别呢？好像没有。
What's the differences between Christian people and also other people in the world, secular people?
What's the difference? 我们今天刚刚读到了整个再次颁布律法的前言第一章和第四章的这部分。
We have just read the reenactment of the laws in the Bible.
所以这是生命记，我们今天要讲的是第四章。
We are going to study chapter 4.
我们也知道这个第四章的背景，就是摩西带领以色列人出埃及，在旷野漂泊了40年之后。
We should be familiar with the background of chapter 4, which is after 40 years, they wandering the wilderness when they got out of Egypt.
在年底的一个月初讲的话是一种领袖在新年的励志。
At the end of the year and also in the beginning of the last month.
刚刚我们读第一章和第四章结束的时候，你会不会发现你我都会有一些共同的特征，跟世人一样的特征。
You might have already noticed that we also share some similarity with the regular people.
比如那里有发言人是摩西，然后听众是犹太人，地点内容都有。
In the biblical scenario, Moses was the spokesman, and also there would be audience and many other roles in this scenario.
请问这跟普通的新年贺词跟奥巴马的、习近平的有什么差异？
Are you able to pick up any significances that's different from a secular world?
好像没有啊。
Did you notice anything?
其实不然。
No, that's not true.
看的时候有一个差异。
When you look carefully, when you look closely, there's a big difference.
这是一个重要的差异。这个差异就是说，其他的人都在水平横向的变化。
That has a great significance, which is it's not only talking about horizontally between people, but also vertically when we relate to God.
摩西真的是在谈论一个垂直方向的改变。你看，这就是摩西照着耶和华，就从上面来给他的吩咐，给以色列人说。
So Moses was actually vertically calling people to relate to God by reenacting the laws that God has given them.
当他作为神的话语的出口，他说：“臣明上帝的律法。”
When he became the portal that announced God's law,
告诉那些将要进入迦南地的第二代的以色列人说：“这是神给你们的法度、律例和典章。”
He was telling those people who were entering a land of Canaan.As a second generation of Israelites, that the laws and the regulation that God has given the whole Israel people.
虽然他们是从埃及平移到了迦南，
although they were just traveling from Egypt to Canaan,
但这绝不是一个水平的移动而已。
But the true meaning is not only a horizontal or geographical.
这也有上帝从上面来的祝福和诫命，好让他们来存活。
It also brings the blessing.And the curses through the laws of God.
换句话说呢，这就使得我们任何一个教会，如果是真教会，每个主日讲坛的信息 不是简单的讲演，也不是简单的讲话，而是讲道，正道。
In other words, the sermons in the churches should not also be only horizontally relating to people, but also have to bring people back to God vertically.
完整的说话就是宣讲上帝的圣言。
In a more comprehensively speaking way,
见证上帝的圣言。
We are reinstating God's words and to testify to God's word.
我记得有几次红军音响讲完道以后，很多人都握手说：“你讲道真好。”
I remember there were a few times when our elders, after they preached, people came up to them and say, "It was a great sermon."
我在旁边偷听他们什么样回应。
And I was listening to their conversation.
That is a sermon, great speech.
Great speech.
It's a difference. 然后他们说：“谢谢你的鼓励。”
Thank you for the encouragement.
但是他说：“我今天其实不是讲演，我今天是讲道。”
And then the elders would say, "It wasn't a speech. I was actually preaching a sermon."
那接下来就是他们怎么解释这里的差异。讲道中跟演讲有相似的地方。
There will be some similarities between a speech and a sermon.
但是讲道就是见证上帝的道，来宣讲上帝的福音。
But sermons should be professing God's word.
这里有异有同。
There will be some differences and also be some same.
请问2015年是什么样一个年份？
What do you think the year 2015 will be?
这是我注意到是反法西战争70周年。
We know that this is the 70th anniversary of the end of the Second World War.
为什么呢？普京跟这奥巴马送一个橄榄枝，所以虽然我们有很多的分歧，但是我们是二战的时候同一个战壕的战友。
So when they were passing between President Obama and also President Putin, the branches of olive tree.They're actually reminding that we used to be allies during the Second World War.
同时我们年轻的教会奥兰多福音教会已经迈入了第十五个年头。
And also for us, that means we are entering the 15 years of our church.
是的，这个有爱的家庭，真理的柱石，基督的见证，这个教会是在2000年本世纪之初建立的。
Yes, we established this church, the friendly family,and the foundation of the truth, and also the
witness of Christ.
The witness of Christ was established in the beginning of the 21st century.
作为一个 teenager, 我们需要来更新了。
So we also are at the doorsteps of renewal.
所以我们今年的主题定为向下的扎根和向上的结果。
So our theme was dedicated to root deeper and also bear fruit.
所以我们回到起初的根基，就是上帝透过摩西颁布的律法。
So we go back to the laws that God established with Israelites through Moses.
在一到四月，我们的主题将会讲论是使人自由的律法。
In the next 4 months, we are going to preach about the laws that set you free.
但是摩西五经太长了，五卷书啊，创出立民生，我不知道他怎么翻译。
But the Torah, the five books of Moses.Was actually very long. There was Genesis, Deuteronomy, Exodus, and Numbers.
Leviticus, yeah.
Leviticus.
Numbers, not Deuteronomy. 但是十诫并不长，核心并不长。
But the core value, the Ten Commandments, was very brief and concise.
请问十诫在哪两本书里？
Do you remember where were the Ten Commandments?Mentioned.
Okay, good. 出埃及记和申命记 loud and clear, 非常好。
In Exodus and also in Deuteronomy.
哪一章？
Which chapter do you know?
申命记呢？第五章。我们先讲第四章，你知道是引言嘛？我预备我们第五章哈。
So in chapter 20 in Exodus and on chapter 5 in.
所以我们第四章实际是一个历史的回顾，看究竟上帝在过去的40年中做了什么事情。
So we.Can also say chapter 4 is a review of the history and also the review of the Israelites.
在以后的日子里，我们会一节一个诫命一个诫命的宣讲。
In the near future, we will be carefully studying through every scripture.
特别我们要关注更新有关的。
We are going to focus on everything that's related to renewing.
因为申命记本来的意思就是再度重律法。再述律法。
So the Deuteronomy literally means to reenact the laws and to renew the laws.
如果出埃及记是向第一代以色列人颁布的律法，申命记就是向第二代要进入迦南的人颁布律法。
So it is almost like Exodus was talking to the first generation, and Deuteronomy was talking to the second generation.
我们今天在耶稣基督里也仍然持守他彼此相爱和爱上帝的律法。
So we are also considered the second generation of Israelites because we are observing God's law and also to preach God's word.
今天是个预备的信息，让我们进入以色列第二代进入上帝迦南之地的时候，这个迦美的应许的时候，他们怎么想的，怎么做的。
We are looking at an introductory message today that prepares us for the future learning of the whole the laws.
要知道，对他们来说，这是一件大事儿。
You have to pay attention to know that this is nothing you want to take lightly.
因为这个应许进入迦南是在四百年以前就告诉他们的先祖亚伯拉罕了。
Because this has already been announced to the Israelite people 400 years ago.
第一代失败了，在旷野里死了。
The first generation failed to inherit the God's blessings.
如果别人都失败了，我们能否成功？这一代是这一代吗？
So we should look at this as if we can do better than the last generation, can we successfully inherit God's blessings?
他们能够进入那牛奶与蜜之地吗？
Can we enter the land of milk and honey?
所以我们今天要聆听这个申命记第四章，这内容十分的复杂，我们只能集中在两个方面。
Although there's a lot of rich content in chapter 4, we are going to focus on two major aspects.
首先我们要思想摩西重申律法的时候，是为了激励上帝的子民全心全意地遵循律法。
So we have to first focus on what Moses had in mind when he reminded Israelites God's law.
在这方面我们
was to encourage people to obey God's laws.
在遵守律法方面我们要思想两个问题。
Under this category we have two thinkings.
为什么要遵循律法？
Why are we to obey God's law?
如何遵循律法？
How can we obey God's law?
接下来我们来思想摩西重申律法的时候要求上帝的百姓唯独敬拜耶和华。
And then next we are going to think about when Moses reviewed these laws with Israelites, he was calling them to solely rely on God and solely worship God.
在这里我们要谈论上帝拯救人的目的。
We are going to talk about the purpose that God saved people.
让我们来敬拜他，认识他和顺服他。
Is to bring us back to worship him, to know him, and then to love him.
换句话说，我希望我改变你对律法的看法。如果都是负面的看法，我今天希望你从律法的角度看积极的正面的看法，就是律法原来给我们主要的目的。
I intend to bring in more positive aspects when we talk about laws, in addition to some negative feelings towards it.
好，我们来看摩西为什么要对第二代人再讲一遍律法。
Why did Moses have to reenact the laws?
整个申命记全是重新再述。
The whole Deuteronomy was basically repeating, reviewing the laws.
我这里提醒大家，我认为是遵从律法、重申律法的时候，让他们心里遵行神的律法带来的结果。
So my personal understanding, I want to remind you, is he was going to bring people back to worshiping God and to know God.
当摩西劝他的第二代百姓遵行上帝律例的时候，在这个第十一到十四节的时候，他有两个思想。第一个
，When he exhorted Israelites to obey and then to study God's law, he had two points. First,
他是让他们遵行律法的目的，为了在圣地活着来见证他。
For them to live for God and to testify to those people.
请听一到五节，我念中文。
I'm going to read verse 1-5 in Chinese.
你可以翻到第四章第一节开始。
Please turn your Bible to chapter 4.
以色列人啊，现在听我教训你们的律例典章，你们要听存遵行，好让你们存活，得以进入耶和华你们列祖上帝所赐给你们的地，承受为业。所吩咐你们的话，你们不可加添，也不可删减，好叫你们遵行我所吩咐的，就是耶和华你们上帝的命令。耶和华因巴利库尔的事所行的，你们亲眼看见了。凡随从巴利皮尔的人，耶和华你们的上帝都从你们中间除灭了。唯有你们专靠耶和华你们上帝的人，今日全都存活。 我照着耶和华我上帝所吩咐的，将律例典章教训你们，使你们要在所进去得为业的地上遵行。
Hear now, O Israel, the decrees and the laws I am about to teach you. Follow them so that you may live and may go in and take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. Do not add to what I command you, and do not subtract from it, but keep the commands of the Lord, your God, that I give you. You saw with your own eyes that the Lord did at Baal, Peor, and the Lord your God destroyed from among you everyone who followed the Baal of Peor. But all of you who held fast to the Lord your God are still alive today. See, I have taught you decrees and laws as the Lord my God commanded me, so that you may follow them in the land you are entering to take possessions of it.
注意到了吗？如果问你什么是上帝透过摩西再次颁布律法给第二代人的主要目的，为什么要给他们？他再多次的重复这件事情。
So Moses has made it very clear the reason why he was to review and reenact the laws of God.
第一节说到说你们听从遵行，好叫你们什么存活，可以在那个地上进入那个地，继承为产业。到结束的时候，第五章又说使你们进去，在那个地上存活。
So you can see that in verse 1 and verse 5, both talked about so that you can enter the land I promised you and inherit and take possession of it.
律法是为了让我们活的。Wow.
So the law is to make us live.
这是你对律法的看法吗？
Is that what you originally had regarding the laws of God?
让他们遵行律法，以至于他们生活可以更好。
This is telling us that as we observe God's laws, our life would be better.
这好像我们听的不太一样，跟平常不一样。保罗在新约里好像不这么讲的。
It is almost a contrast of what we are familiar with when Paul was talking about laws.
还记得律法三个功用吗？
Do you remember the three purposes of the laws?
使我们知罪。
To let us know we're sinful.
限制我们的恶。
So to limit our evil doings.
但不是今天这里讲，他讲的是第三个，说让我们知道我们如何过美善的生活，这第三种，知道神自己的属性。
And lastly, as a guidance for us to live a holy and a good life on the earth.
如果你注意到《生命记》一到四章是向第二代人叙述上帝在第一代人身上的作为，告诉他们第一代人为什么失败的一个历史回顾的话。
So if you take chapter 1-4 as a reminder to see that what the first generation has failed as a reminder to the second generation.
请问这一代人，他们以色列人是否已经离开埃及，得到了上帝的救赎呢？
Are they already entering the promised land and then be saved?
但是他们救赎是否已经完满了，进入迦南地呢？
Are they completely saved and then inherited the promised land?
没有，对不对？
Not yet.
好像已经得救，也没有全然得救。
It seems that they have been saved, but they still struggle with so many other problems.
正是在这种情形下，跟我们已经得救还没有完全得救一样，上帝借着摩西颁布了律法给他们。
This is exactly the situation that all saved people by faith we are struggling and wrestling with.
他的目的是什么？
What is the purpose?
正如加尔文所说的，律法主要的目的不是使人得救，而是让人知道什么是美善的生活。
As Calvin once said, the law is not only to let you know that you are you have sinned, but also lead us have a vision of the better life.
换句话说，律法一个主要目的应该反映出上帝把人从最终救出来以后，期待他们应该有什么样的生活方式。
So the law should be reflecting a truth that the reason why God brought us out of our slavery and our bondage is to lead us into a better promised life.
The life intended to be.
The life that God intended to be.
在没有堕落之前就应该有的。
Before the falling of the world.
乞丐他们应该有的生活样式，新的喜情，性情。
Expecting us to be renewed, from inside out, through our temperaments and also our way of living.
原来在最终泥里打滚的人，现在活在圣洁的上帝面前。
Those people who used to wallow in the mud of sins Now they can stand before God and live for God.
开始学习新生的样式。
They can start their new life as to live a new ways of
living. 所以从这个意义上来说，律法不单是让我们知罪而已，更是让我们知道如何讨上帝喜悦的方式。
So law is not only to show us our sins, but also to show us a way how we can live for God.
记得诗篇第一篇怎么样说吗？
Remember Psalm chapter 1, what the
Psalm, yeah, Psalm 1. 是什么？义人和恶人的分别在哪里？他们对待上帝律法的看法。
The righteous people and the evil people, what's their the result of their life?
义人怎么样？我唯独喜欢喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜不住的思想。
How do righteous people live? They think about and they meditate on God's law, and they want to only live for God.
他们的结局，这人变为有福。
So the Bible in Psalm 1 tells us.
啊，他说恶人不是这样的。
These people will be blessed, but not for those evil people.
最后他们的结局是什么？像糠皮一样被吹散了。生命
What would be the consequences for those evil people? They would be like the shaft that would be blown away.
所以说他对第二代人说，第四节，唯有你们专靠耶和华你们的上帝，今日全都活了。
Because you rely on God fully, that's why you are alive today.
他说第一代人因为悖逆死在旷野，你们第二代人专靠耶和华，今日活着，要进入应许之地了。
So compare yourself to the first generation. The reason why you are still alive and you are entering the promised land is because you fully rely on God.
这是本来上帝对第一代人离开埃及的目的，同样今天也是让你们进入迦南的目的，是一致的，离开罪恶，进入光明。
So the first generation, they fulfilled the promise of leaving the evil doing, but the second generation, they are about to enter the second promise, which is entering the promised land.
所以保罗说，律法本是好的，要反映出上帝这位颁布律法者之美，他的圣洁的美、公义的美、良善的美。
This is also why Apostle Paul talked about the laws was to reflect God's goodness and God's righteousness.
当然，这里有一个问题。
But there's a little problem here.
如果你是一个刑满释放犯，你突然进入一个自由社会。
So if you were a person who was in prison for a while, but now you're on parole.
结果你不知道怎么适应外面自由的生活，就像从中国到美国的孩子们一样。
You have already forgotten how to live in the normal world without bondage.
因为我们过去有很多败坏的性情和习性。
You used to have a lot of bad habits.
但神已经给我们新的一个性情。
But God has given us a new way of living.
这就开始挣扎了。
So there goes the struggle.
所以我们今天只能简单的提一下律法。但是我们会更具体，在接下来的四个月的时间中，我们会更深入具体的谈论十诫中的每一个诫命。
We are going to briefly talk about the laws, but in the future we will be examining the Ten Commandments closely.
我们想看它的原意和在耶稣基督里如何实现和今天应用在我们的身上。
We want to see the true meaning, the original meaning, and also how we can apply that to our lives.
遵行律法除了这个主要的目的让他们能够活，还有一个副作用，一个影响力。
Not only to let them live, but also there should be another additional benefits to it.
你看六到八节。
Look at verse 6 to 8.
他说，所以你们要谨慎遵行，就是你们在万民中眼前的智慧聪明。他们听见一切律例，并说，这大国的人真有聪明和智慧了。哪有一大国的人有神与他们相亲，像耶和华我们的上帝在我们求告他的时候与我们相近呢？有哪一个大国有这样公义的律例典章，像我们今日在你们面前陈明的一切律法呢？
Observe them carefully, for this will show you the wisdom and understanding to the nations. Who will hear about all these decree and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. What other nation is so great and as to have their gods near them, the way the Lord our God is near us? Whenever we pray to them,And what other nations is so great as to have such righteous decrees and laws as the body of laws I am setting before you today?
这是在讲什么呢？
What is this talking you?
还记得彼得前书后书怎么说呢？你们是君尊的祭司，圣洁的族类。
Remember in 1 Peter and 2 Peter, Peter was telling us we are the holy nation and also the priest.
不是从其他地方来的，就是从旧约 摩西五经来说，整个以色列本来被上帝召出来要在万民中做祭司。
Peter did not invent it out of thin air, but he was actually reinstating the laws that was given in Deuteronomy.
他们有一个重要的一个任务，不光是自己蒙恩，要带领那些在世上还不认识耶和华的人进入耶和华的殿，奔雅各的山。
Not only to be blessed by God, but also to lead other people who were still in darkness to walk the way of life.
在亚伯拉罕的应许中已经说了，但是在摩西的律法中已经展开
了。So.It was already mentioned in the promises to Abraham, but it was actually explained.
很有意思，周围的大国
Moses
看见小小的以色列国，说他们是一个伟大的。中文翻译大国不准确哈。They're a great nation, even they are very small.
Think about this. Among those great nations, people consider Israelites a small nation. Was
yeah, 埃及、巴比伦哪一个都比他大，但是他们说以色列是一个伟大的国家。
Egyptian and the Babylonian, they were all great nations, but they envy Israelites.
为什么呢？
Why was that?
因为两个原因，这个上帝临近他们。
Because they have the God that was so close to them.
他们不会灭亡，然后上帝把律法赐给他们，公义的律法。
Not only they will live, but also God instructed them the ways of life.
那时候罗马的法典还没有，中国的法典也没有，结果以色列小小的国家竟然知道怎么样公平慈爱的行事。
At that time, not even the Chinese or the Romanian laws were given. They really envy them for this unique and wonderful God.
他们百姓呼求上的时候呢，他就出现他们中间，云柱火柱，搭支帐篷在他们中间，然后用约柜表明他的同在。
The way God lived among them through the pillar of fire, pillar of clouds, and also the tabernacle established, and also the representation of God among them, the ark.
在约柜里是什么东西？
What was in the ark?
其中一个就是十诫，诫命。
The tablet of the Ten Commandments.
我们刚刚我们的执事呼吁我们说，虽然圣诞节过了，我们今天仍然要传扬有一个道成肉身的上帝。
As our worship leader was calling us to continue to live the message of Christmas.
我们说是实话，我们比第二代以色列人要伟大多了。
We are so much more blessed and also greater than the second generation.
约翰福音第一章就这样说，上帝道成肉身住在我们中间，就是上营上帝什么原文的意思，上帝安营扎寨在我们中间，就是这个以马内利耶稣基督与我们同在。
So in Gospel of John it talked about God actually dwelt among us. It was talking about this.
所以我们变成了那个伟大的民族，新以色列人。
So we can call ourselves new Israelites, the great nation.
当我们呼求上帝的时候，他就在我们中间。
When we call upon God, God is among us.
阿门。
阿门。
因为神在不在我们中间，当我们宣讲他的话的时候，当我们吃饼喝杯的时候。
Do you believe that God is among us whenever we take the communion and also whenever we sing His praises?
有耶和华为主的有福了。
This nation who rely on God is blessed.
不是讲美国，也不是讲中国，是在讲教会。
We're not talking about America. We're not talking about China. We're talking about the church.
虽然我们不是第二代的犹太人。
Although we are not literally the second generation of Israelites.
真的，我们成为上帝的儿女，在耶稣基督里。
But spiritually, we are God's children.
我们一方面负担着遵行耶和华诫命的要求，好让我们活着。
On one hand, we are to obey God's law so that we can live.
另一方面，我们还肩负着宣扬上帝的美德，在万民中间，在那些不认识他人的中间。
We are also responsible for sharing the goodness of God.
你想想，当一个在混乱世界习惯了的人，进入一个有序自由的社会，他们不知道怎么如何行事。
Imagine someone comes from the third world country.Where there was chaotic order of the society entering to a very well organized and everything in order country.
他们有点 confused， 他不知道是继续的按照无法无天的方式生活呢，还是有规矩、有自由的新的生活方式，在这个新的世界里活着。
They will be perplexed whether should they obey the new order or just live the way they used to live in these orders.
我认为对他们最大的影响不是这里写的规矩，写在纸上的规矩。
It is not the laws that's written on the book that affect them the most.
而是活在这个新世界的人，他们如何守这些规矩？
But also, as we were living in the in this environment, how can we continue to uphold the laws?
当这些新人过马路的时候，发现，当这些人进来这个世界的时候，他们发现人人过马路都走斑马线。当人开车的时候呢，每个人都按交规开车。
They might be noticing small things such as, the pedestrian are using the sidewalk and using the road cross, and also the cars are actually, obeying the traffic regulation and laws.
他们会发现多数的人说假话的时候脸会红。
And they'll also notice those people who actually blush when they lie.
那这些外来的人就突然有一种另一种影响。
So these people would have a new influences.
这种公义良善的影响，这就是基督的见证。
A righteous and a good influences on this new this society.
如果在一个冷漠的世界，如果有基督徒伸出温暖援助的手。
In an indifferent world, if Christians can reach out to help those people who are in need.
那些从混乱世界进入这个世界的人，他们就说，这就是基督的见证了。
Those people who came from the chaotic world, the third world countries, they witnessed this and they will realize this is a great testimony to the love and the gospel.
在这个基督教会的荣美中，真是有智慧，有聪明。
In the beauty of the church, there is wisdom and understanding.
我知道今年年初有新的朋友搬走。
We know that this year we have a family moved away.
那就一定有什么新的朋友搬来。
And that also means some new families.
聚有时，散有时。
There will be time we get together. There will be time that we say goodbye.
他们来到奥兰多工作、求学、度假。
Those people who came here to work, to study, even on vacation.
所以年初，这是我们接触他们的大好时机。
This is a great opportunity for us to preach and share the gospel.
知道吧？我们的舞蹈队要在2月7号在 OCPA 这个华人专业协会有一个演出。
Did you know our dance group would be performing during the Chinese New Year celebration?
这是教会见证的时候。
This is a great time for our church to witness to the outside world.
不管我们会小涛做了一个精美的广告，我们会花钱登在他们的这个 program 上。
Not only we have made a beautiful flyer for that, but also we are going to advertise.
但是我正如我说的，纸上的东西呢，没有那些人活着的方式有力量。
But as you remember, I just said that the way of living speaks more loudly than those advertisements.
所以当你们到那儿参加晚会的时候，
so when you go there as a Christian,
当你个别的邀请他们去到2月14号的这样的一个布道会，你们都知道的。
When you invite them, those people who you might encounter during the celebration to the evangelical meetings on the 14th of February.
有些老夫妇叶医生他们会讲永恒的生命，他们有过死而复生，就是几乎见到死亡又活过来的经历。
We are going to have an older couple who used to be physicians. They are going to share their experience of near-death experience.
记得最好的广告是什么？
What is the best advertisement?
是活人。
Are those people who are still
walking among us? 上帝律法荣美的这些人。
Those people who can reflect God's glory and also.
不过我们心里还有一个问题，人应该怎么样遵行律法，活出这样无法攀登的高峰？律法的要求。
We might still have one little problem that how can we accomplish this on our own?
我要说的是要专心，全心全意依靠耶和华，同时你要教训你的下一代。
We need to.Fully, solely rely on God and also pass this down to your second generation.
第十到十一、十四节我不完全念，但是我念几个重要的。第九节他说：“你们要谨慎，殷勤保守你的心灵 ，so 免得你们忘记你们亲眼所看的事，又免得你们一生这事离开你们的心，总要传给你们的子子孙孙。”接下来第十节后面有说：“耶和华对我说。”你为我召集百姓，我要叫他们听见我的话，使他们存活在世上的日子可以学习敬畏我，又可以教训他们的儿女这样行。结束的时候他就说，这是十诫第十三，要写在这个石板上。
I'm going to only mention a few important messages. In verse 9, only be careful and watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen or let them slip from your heart as long as you live. Teach them to your children and to their children after them. And also in verse 10, assemble the people before me to hear my words. so that they may learn to revere me as long as they live in the land and may teach them to their children. And also lastly, in verse 13, he declared to you his covenant, the Ten Commandments, which he commanded you to follow, and then wrote them on two stone tablets.
如何遵行律法呢? 基督徒有一些说法。
How are we to observe the laws?
他说旧约呢, 是讲礼仪,讲外表的, 新约是讲内心的。
You might heard that people say that, well, the Old Testament was teaching you about the laws, and the New Testament is talking about something different.
但是刚刚我们读的时候是不是这样呢?
Did the verses we just read and studied tell you that?
那太肤浅了吧? 我们刚刚读的说, 在你保守你的心灵, 然后要在你的心里,
if you think that way, that would be very, very superficial.
还记得我们熟悉的箴言多次讲到什么? 保守你的心, 胜过保守一切。
For example, in Proverbs, it talks about we should guard our hearts more than anything else.
因为人一生的果效是从心发出的。
Because everything we will bear in our life comes out from our heart.
就连耶稣基督总结十诫的时候，也是从旧约我们讲的这个生命其中一部分拿出来，尽心尽意爱主你的上帝。
Even when Jesus was summarizing the whole commandment, he was telling people to love your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your.
从利未记第九章、十九章拿出说，你要爱那些外国人，因为你们也在埃及做外国人，说你们要爱人如己。
Another example in Deuteronomy 19 tells those Israelites to love foreign people.
所以在这个第九章第九节里，两次听到灵魂或心里要牢记上帝的话语和律法。
So we know that it talked about how we should remember and memorize God's law and practice them.
换句话，旧约也要我们什么 internalize the law， 是上帝原来为人所定的旨意。
In other words, the Old Testament also requires us not only to do it on the outside, but also inwardly. We have to renew our lives.
在整个犹太人的思想里，所谓的心、思想、意念、灵魂、愿望，都是指的我们内在的人。 而外在的身体就是创世纪讲的，我们的身体是用泥土所做的。So
among the Israelites people, that they know that their heart, their soul, and their spirit all have to renewed. And when they talked about the exterior body, they were talking about from Genesis when we were first, our first father Adam was created out of the dirt.
所以从这个意义上讲，这个十个法版，上帝自己用手写的这个十诫，上帝其他的经文没写过，只按照圣经记载，上帝是用他的手指写了十诫，写在石板上。The
Ten Commandments have a great significance, which was God actually wrote them on the tablet of stones himself.
他是作者，他也是出版商。He's
not only the author, but also he's the publisher.
但他并不甘心只是写在石板上。
But he was not satisfied with only writing them on the tablet.
还记得这个在耶利米三十一章怎么说呢? 他盼望他的律法要写在我们什么心版上。
Do you recall the scripture in Jeremiah chapter 31 talking about the laws are not only to be written on the tablets but also on our heart?
对吧？我们刚刚讲完希伯来书，对不对？ 就引用了那段经文。
Yeah, we have just finished the book of Hebrew last year, and we also mentioned this verse.
换句话说，上帝盼望人心改变，外在的行为方式才有一个永久性的改变。这是一个从里向外的改变。So
God is looking to have us work inwardly to change our life, renewing our life from the inside out.
今年我们一个小组已经用了说人是怎样改变的。今年我们希望其他的小组也能够用。Last
year, some of our small groups studied the book How People Change. This year, we are going to study something new.
Changing heart, changing life.
How you can change your heart and change your life.
在这个改变的过程中，从生命记的角度来说，它是一个学习的过程。
In this process, from the angle of Deuteronomy, it's telling us it is a learning process.
你会发现，它不但要求成人谨慎、谨守、敬畏的遵守。
Not only tells the adults to carefully observe them.
他马上要求父母亲要做教官，要教育他的儿女。
They also tell the parents to also teach their children about these laws.
中国人有一个巨大的错误，就关心学习是什么意思。
We have a a great weakness among the Chinese society is that we emphasize the academic performance.
当我们说学而优则仕，我们太多的时候把学习等同一个读书或者听课的过程。
There's a saying in Chinese, saying that after you become a good scholar, you can become a good official of the government.
所以这个把前面有的和后面没有，就是我们听完了以后写怎么做没有。
There's nothing teaching us about after we learn it, after we study it, how we can do.
Are you agree with me?
How we
can practice
that. It's the
Chinese way. Absolutely. Okay. I can preach in English now, then he can translate easy. 你看这里头，你就发现说我们真的经常就停留在听和读方面，没有谨慎谨守的那个心。
A lot of times we're already happy just by learning and knowing the words.
我们只是被教了，我们没有学会。
We never really learn how to do it.
在旧约里头，这个学习是一个集体的过程，首先从家开始。
In the Old Testament, it's a group practice, it's a group learning experience.
教训儿女的责任首先是给了父母亲。
The responsibility of instructing your children about God's law fall on the parents.
无论是信仰还是做人，学习任何的科技技能，首先是父母亲的责任。
No matter how much knowledge and how many skills you can teach your children or help them learn.
当第二代人看这个第一代的父母的时候，
But when your children look at you,
他不光是看父母怎么说，
Not only they watch you how you preach,
他看父母怎么做，
They watch you how you practice.
看父母星期天怎么样敬拜， 看他们实在敬拜之后做什么。
They watch what you do for the Sunday service and what you do in your life after the services.
对，你回到家里干什么？
What do you do when you go home?
你是躺下起来都谈论呢？
Are you talking about God's law?
来引导你生活的每一个层面呢？
All day long and use God's law to guide your daily life?
哦，这是我的生活，这是我的工作，这是我的人际关系，哦，这是我在教会的敬拜。
Or you have a clear cut that there are only a few things that you want to obey God's law, but not everything in your life.
所以这里头他是让说父母亲首先要做一个教官。 你自己练习，让孩子看见你是从心里顺服律法的人。So
it is telling the parents you have to walk the walk, but not talk the talk.
真的，他会说，你们要专心依靠耶和华，不要靠自己的聪明。孩子们都会背的，回头会教训你的。As
you instruct your children to memorize the verses, don't forget that the children will come back and tell you that you're not doing what you're preaching.
好，我们知道了哈。 这个重申律法的目的之一，第一什么？为什么要遵循律法？告诉我。
Why do we have to obey the laws?
为什么
？First.
睡着了，我再问一遍，为什么要遵循律法？
好 ，Why are we going?
对，在圣地活着，活在上帝的面前哈。
So that we can testify to the people.
那是圣地啊。第二个，如何遵循
？How can we obey God's laws?
从心里做。
Yeah.
对，从心里做，你能够教训下人，然后对你自己有福。
Yeah, inwardly to
其实上帝从来没有期待靠我们这个被奴的人有罪的人能够完美的实行律法，但是他要求我们从心里做。
God has never expected us to become perfect, but he does want us
靠我们自己
on our own, but he does want us to try from the inside out to inwardly renew our lives.
不是吗？不然耶稣不需要来，不需要死。
If we can already do it on our own, we don't need Jesus.
好，我们再来看第二个方面，重申律法，让我们活过来以后，我们要唯独敬拜耶和华。The
second part, when we review the laws after we were renewed, we have to only worship God.
从15到40节，很长的一段，摩西不断的警告他的百姓，不能够什么拜偶像。From
verse 15 to 40, Moses warned Israelites repeatedly. Don't have any idols in your life.
如果前面强调说你们已经要进入圣地，你们活在上帝的面前，救你们是为了你们活过来。So
as you were entering the promised land, the reason why God saved you is to make you alive.
那你活过来以后为什么呢？
But you have to reason why am I alive?
仍然为自己活吗？
Still live for yourself?
为自己的目的活吗？ 上帝只是我一个帮助，上帝是我一个工具，是一个拐杖吗？
Are you only going to live for your goals in this life? Is God only your assistance?
从这段经文里头，我们可以看到有三个目的，三重目的。上帝让我们为敬拜他活，认识他活，和顺服他活。
There are three layers of living for God. First, we are to live to worship and we are to live to know him. We are live to the last one.
Obey him.
Obey him.
所以你看第十五节到三十一节，我不来念这个很长的经文。
I'm not going to read the long verses here, but you can also go along with me.
当你注意的时候，你发现这里不断强调上帝没有形象，然后其他的东西，空中的飞鸟、兽啊，地上东西都有形象，都有样子。
It is telling us that God is invisible, but everything else God created has a physical body.
甚至上帝造的日月星宿，整个宇宙天体，这些有形象的都不是上帝自己。
Including the universe, and the sun and the moons, they were all created, but they are not God themselves.
讲了很多的东西，摩西为什么不能够进迦南美地？为什么将来以色列人要被掳？这里都讲了很多，但是不是今天主要的目的。
It also warned about the future destiny of the Israelites people.
但是这里头特别讲到以色列不可拜偶像。
We have to heedly notice that it's telling Israelites don't have any idols.
如果第一代人受过去埃及的影响，或者在旷野中出现问题，抱怨上帝的话
，as they remember, the first generation was deeply affected by the Egyptians, and they live an unholy life.
在这里，他特别强调对宇宙创造的真神和救赎主独一不二的敬拜。敬拜他，唯独他是上帝。
We have to worship him solely as the creator and the only God in the world.
上帝是个灵，没有形状。
God is a spirit.
这与一切的被造物有区分。
That's different from every creation.
从这是不可见的造了可见的世界。
God created the world which is visible.From himself as a spirit.
而罗马书说，当人堕落以后呢，虽然心里知道宇宙万物是上帝所做的，但是他们本该敬拜上帝的时候，因为他们阻挡真理，反而拜其他的被造物。
This is why in Romans talked about as we know God, but we don't worship him as God.
人被上帝所造的时候呢，有敬拜的需要。
When we were created, we were innate, put in our heart that we want to worship someone.
我们在座的每一个人都是的。
Everyone is no exception.
当我新年那天跟他们一块看那个 OSU 的 football 的时候 ，Okay, well, I know you are Gator fan, but okay, bear with me. I'm from Ohio State.
When I was watching the football game, of OSU,
我稍微有一点点疯狂，不太厉害就是。
I'm a little bit a fan, but I'm not a crazy fan.
但是我发现一大堆穿红颜色，他们叫 Bucket Nation, Bucket Nation.
I noticed that on TV there was a lot of people dressed in red. They call them Bucket Nation.
然后他们当这个球员打得好的时候，各种各样的动作挥舞的时候
，They have all kinds of movements in the stadium.
你们去看过 Gator 看到这个 Knight 打球的时候吗？有吗？有没有这样的
？The same thing would happen with the Gators game and also a Knight fan.
So you're not worship them. That's good.
So you are not so much into sports. That's in a way good.
但是你看到，包括在这个一个。体育场合，当一个球员做一个美的动作的时候，人们都会惊呼为他欢呼，好像在敬拜他一样。
This is an example how people would blindly worship someone who just performs some stunt, and then that tells us that we do have the need to worship.
人有敬拜的需要，因为上帝为了他自己的缘故造了我们，我们唯有敬拜他的时候才有满足。
God created us for His own reason.And only when we worship Him as God that we will be feeling content.
但是加尔文说，人心扭曲，它成了什么？制造偶像工厂。
John Calvin once said that our heart is so distorted that it is a perpetual factory of idols.
没有。
Not only those people who don't believe in God, they have their idols.
我们这些已经得拯救的人也有偶像，在偶像中挣扎。
We as people have been saved. We also struggle and wrestle with our idols.
有形和无形的
Visible and invisible.
尤其是无形的
Especially those invisible idols.
当你被他抓住的时候，你其实没有办法自由地来敬拜上帝。
When you are seized by those false gods, you are not free to worship God.
Tim Keller 这样说，他说人最擅长的一件事就是把好东西变成偶像。
Tim Keller once said that we are good at one thing, that is.We can turn something that's originally good into an idol.
我们的事业，我们的家庭，我们的儿女，我们的身体的美貌，我们的智力发达。
our career, our intelligence, our life, family, our money, our
对我们的金钱，我们的产业，我们的美名，我们的地位。
Yeah, and also your body, your beauty.
哪一样不是上帝造了，然后赐给我们做管家的呢
？Don't you remember everything was made by God for us to be a steward?
但是我们去敬拜其他的。
But we tend to go astray and worship those idols.
所以摩西在这里说了很激烈的话，他说：“我们的上帝，你们的上帝，乃是烈火，是祭邪的神。”
So Moses used very strong words to warn them that our God is a jealous God.
我知道很多人都说上帝是爱，但这里说上帝是嫉妒。
We hear about God's love a lot of times.
Jealousy, God, not envy, is jealousy. 为什么
？Here is telling us that God is a God of jealous.
上帝为他自己缘故造了我们。
He made us for His own sake.
他是这个宇宙万物中最有价值、最美丽、最良善、最慷慨、最圣洁的主。
He's the most worthy, most holy, and most generous God that we.
结果我们拿了一个次好的东西，当神一样的敬拜。
But we replace him with something that's not even good.
上帝作为我们的丈夫，他 jealousy 我们。
As the husband of the church.
怎么玩这东西
？God is jealous.
怎么拜这东西？
It breaks his heart watching us worship other things rather than himself.
我们被造不但是要遵守他的诫命，我们被造主要是要来敬拜他，爱慕他。
To obey his laws, but we were created to worship him, to love him, to adore him.
任何一个达不到上帝标准的都不能成为我们的敬拜。
Anything that's no comparison
to
God,
he's worthy to bow down.
Is not worth of our praise or.
就像一个著名的画家达芬奇，他画了一幅画，就像一个。伟大的发明师爱迪逊发明的电灯，如果你说，哎，这个是李红军做的，那个是，那个不是，那个、不叫维，那个叫，罗士英画的。
It is almost like you're taking the ownership of Da Vinci's painting and also the inventions of Edison, giving it to Elder Hongjun or giving it to Brother Shi Yin as they were the owners.
所以你这个是什么？对原作者的什么？羞辱。
Yeah.
羞辱。
This is a contempt to the original author.
真的，上帝与我们的关系远大于这个。他和以色列新约教会的关系亲密的程度是夫妻的关系。
The close relationship between God and in the beginning the Israel people is almost like husband and wife.
你突然发现你的丈夫跟小三走了，你的妻子跟什么什么搞不清楚的人走了。
It is almost like Israelites, they betray God and then.Committed adultery nowadays, like to your mistress.
然后你会说
and
okay,
there's a lot of them.
That's okay.
And you keep saying, God is love, God is love, so it's okay for me to commit adultery.
上帝是忌邪的，这个东西不能分享的。
Remember, God is fire, God is jealous. He is not going to share you with other false gods.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们敬拜上帝，因为他是唯一值得敬拜的。阿门。
We worship God because He's the only one who is worthy.
上帝救活我们有第二个目的，就是让我们认识唯独他是真神。
And the second purpose is to let us know that He Yahweh is the only true God.
这个二十二到这三十二到三十三，他说：“一切考察你以前的世代，自从上帝造世，哎，创造世界造人，在来世以来，从天这边到那边，曾有何民听见上帝在火中说话的声音，像你们听见还能存活？这样大事何曾有过？何曾听见呢？”
So in verse 22 and also all the way to 30, talked about how have you ever seen any God that live among them and then talk to you in the fire and actually be close to you?
上帝在拯救以色列的过程中，他以圣洁的上帝最大限度能够接近罪人的方式，而不让他们死亡。
God approached them in a way that they would not be destroyed, but as close as possible.To dwell among them.
换句话说，摩西说，当上帝用独一的方式奇迹来展示他自己的时候，这是出伊甸园、出洪水之后都没有这么大的规模、这么多的神迹奇事，从来没有过。
So even we know the miracles of the Garden of Eden and also the
flood
that killed the whole earth. Nothing has ever been to this. Measure of greatness that God really actually found a unique way to approach His people.
三十四特别强调他们离开埃及。他说：“上帝何曾从别的国中将那一国人从 也带出来，试验他们神迹骑士征战大能的手，伸出膀臂。大而可畏的是，像耶和华你们的上帝在埃及在你们眼前所行的一切呢。
So Moses reminded Israelites, have you ever heard of, has any people heard the voice of God speaking out of fire as you have and lived? Has any God ever tried to take for himself one nation out of a great another nation by testings, by miraculous signs and wonders, by war, by mighty hand, and by outstretched arms?
当上帝在透过埃及的实灾把以色列人带出来的时候，他不简单的是向埃及法老宣战。
He was not only proclaiming wars against the king of Egypt.
他是向笼罩在埃及上空的那种空中掌权者宣战。
God was actually proclaiming wars to the spiritual the power in the air.
还记得吗？天的这边和那边，表明以色列那边是解放区的天，那边呢是被捆绑的天。
So, remember, Moses telling this guy and that guy, representing this guy is the guy that's set free and that guy is still under bondage.
灭长子之灾中，没有羔羊涂抹在门框上的家中，他们的长子和他们的牲畜的头身就会被天使取命。
Remember how all those firstborn were skipped during the Passover, as long as they have the Lamb of God were shed on the door rim.
没有其他的君王，没有其他的神祇能够阻挡上帝的旨意。
No other kings, no other gods.
把以色列人要带出来的旨意。
Can go oppose the will of God to bring Israelites out.
上帝为什么要这么轰轰烈烈的做这事儿
？Why did God wanted to do such a thing in this such a great intensity?
我认为就是让他的儿女个别的经历性的认识他。
So he was helping those people to extensively understand God's presence.
第一代人。在旷野里死了。
The first generation died in the wilderness.
他要花四章的时间来描述过去的历史。
He used first four chapters to review the history.
到三十五节之后，显给你看，使你知道，唯有耶和华是上帝，除他以外别无上帝。他从天上给你声音，要教训你；在地上使你看见他的烈火。这叫他们经历性的，不光是在书本上。
So the repeating of the history was also for the second generation to existentially understand God.
上帝向他们的先祖显明他是天上地下海中全权之神。
He was showing them God is the ruler of all over the world.
是与他们立约的主。
Is the one who established the covenant with them.
不光第一代可以真实的敬畏上帝，第二代也可以真实的敬畏上帝。
The first generation and
second generation. 直到永永远远。
Can all forever and ever experience God's great might among them.
如今在基督里。
Now in Christ.
这是另一个最有神迹奇事的高峰。
This is another climax of the miraculous signs.
你翻开新约四福音。
When you open the first four Gospels.
为我讲耶稣基督所做的事、所说的话、他从死里复活等等的事情。
It testified to the life of Christ and also his resurrection and also his death.
让我们知道他是独一的神，是那个道路、真理、生命。
So that we would know He's the Son of God and the only God, and He's the truth.
从来没有人见过神，包括旧约的人。
Nobody has seen this.
他们可以听见
，including those Old Testament Israelites. They might have heard the prophecy.
在火中看见
，They might have seen it in the fire.
在云中看见
，They might have seen it in the cloud.
但是耶稣来到地上的时候，约翰怎么说？
But remember what John said when Jesus was
walking
around.
看啊，除去人罪孽的羔羊。
John proclaimed that, "Look, behold, the Lamb that would take away the sins."
从来没有人见过上帝，唯独父怀中的独生子将上帝彰显出来。
Nobody has ever seen God, but only through Jesus God was revealed.
我们有了整本的圣经。
We have the completion of the whole Bible.
但是我们经历过他吗
？Have we ever experienced Him?
在过去的这几个星期里面，有很多人去追寻上帝，经历上帝。
In the past, there are so many people in their own way trying to experience God, trying to see God.
我们有在这里的第二代的大学生、研究生，他们去亚兰大参加 Passion Conference.
We just went to Atlanta for the Bridge Conference.
Passion
Conference.
他们不满足于只是 intellectually 作为第二代，好像听父母说过，他们要亲自的经历这位上帝。
They wanted to existentially experience this God in addition to their intellectual learning.
那大陆的世界各地来的这些留学生也到华盛顿 DC 波尔蒂摩参加 Vision Conference.
There are many students across the nation, especially when they're from China, they went to this conference.
其中一个原因就是要亲自经历性的认识耶和华是主。
I think one of the reasons they went was to existentially experience God.
那在我们中间有些年轻人也去了。
And we have some other young people who participated this conference.
王家传道也去了。
Our teacher Wang Jia went there.
师母去了，我也去了。
My wife and I, we both went.
真的听到很多美好的信息和见证。
We were very encouraged by a lot of testimonies.
其中有一个张依依的见证非常的有意思。
There was a 依依张。
她是在波士顿读哲学的。
The testimony was excellent, and he was a.
我没有见过女生那么理性的。
And she was a philosophy major. In Boston University, I've never seen a female so logical.
Yeah, so rational. Okay.
Rational.
然后呢，他就不断的在他见证中说，我很不能理解你们这些美国的基督徒和其他国家基督徒不断的说，上帝是像他们在圣经中说话的上帝，而是上帝听他们祷告、听他们叨叨的神。
I really cannot reason or understand. You keep talking about the God will listen to your prayer and then he's among us.
然后他半信半疑的接受耶稣基督为主了。
But still a lot of doubts, she accepted Jesus Christ as.
但对他来说，上帝仍然只是在 paper 上。
But to her, God was still a God in the Bible.
之后一年之后，他不满意这样的生活。
But she felt so frustrated and dissatisfied.
他不知道该怎么办。
She didn't know what to do.
他突然就想起来，上帝是听祷告的神。
She remembered that God listened to our prayers.
她说：“上帝，我今天绝对不是试探你。”
She said, "I'm not testing you, God."
我的这个右肩呢有一个疼痛，经常会出现，现在已经开始疼了。
I have an injury in my right shoulder and hurts me from time to time.
她说：“我不是试探你，但是我真的是感觉不到你，我感受不到你。”
I'm not testing you, but I really need to experience you.
我祷告，请你医治我，或者让我知道你存在。
I pray that you will heal me so that I know you're.Are really,
就在
他
说话的时候
，as she was speaking，
这个伤口不疼了
，the right shoulder stopped hurting，
好几个星期都不疼，当然现在还会疼
，for weeks， it has not hurt。
但是就他的目的来说，就他要寻求神是真实，他说，哇，你正在中间，他大哭的晚上，他的理性的捆绑
，but that experience brought her to tears， and the bondage of her rationality。Was relieved.
我不是说我们经历中没有捆绑，我们经历中也有捆绑。
I'm not saying that we will not experience any bondage.
但是有一件事情是真实的。
But there's one thing always true.
上帝是活着的上帝。
God is alive.
他聆听我们的祷告。
He hears our prayers.
他知道我们的需要。
He knows our needs.
上帝拯救我们，为了来敬拜他，为了认识他。
God saved us to worship him, to know him.
还要让我们来顺服他。
And for us to obey him.
这个顺服他，你看到最后，他说到他爱你的列祖，所以拣选他们为后裔。
We read that because the reason for his love for us, he saved our ancestors.
所以摩西对最后的这一代，第二代以色列人说：“说今天你们要经历这个事实。”
So Moses was telling the second generation, today you should also experience this truth.
他说：“上帝基于对你们列祖。”四百年前亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的圣约之爱
Simply because God is still upholding the covenant he made with your ancestors
不光带领他们离开奴役之地更要把他们在迦南的强大的敌人带走
Not only he brought them out of Egypt but among all those great vicious nations
在那里建立上帝的国度
He wants them to establish God's kingdom.
在他不断地强调上帝对他们的圣爱、守约的爱之后
，So he emphasizes repeatedly the holy love and God's covenant with them.
他回过头来强调说：“你们要顺服上帝。
”He additionally emphasizes that you have to obey God.
我们爱上帝是上帝先爱了我们。
We love God because God first loved us.
所以我们在这里千万不要忘记好像遵律法守律法能够正得救恩
Don't ever think that just by doing good, we can earn our own salvation.
从来都不是的，自从人堕落之后。
It's never been this way.
然而他们因为被上帝爱他们的上帝拯救，他们就在爱中要回应上帝，从心里要回应他。
But out of the responses to God's love, people start doing good.
就乐意遵行上帝的律法。
They gladly obey God's laws.
甘心遵行上的旨意。
They gladly submit themselves to God.
放弃最终的生活，与上帝同行。
And to give up the sinful life and walk with God.
在神圣律法的引导之下，过着蒙福的人生，这绝不是律法主义，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
And if they live a blessed life.Under God's guidance,
而是靠着那已经完成律法所有要求的耶稣基督，跟随律法的指引。
But by the help of the Jesus Christ who obeyed every single laws, to walk their life.
背起自己的十字架，跟从他。
To carry their own cross to follow God.
还记得耶稣基督对门徒怎么说呢
？Remember what Jesus told his disciples.
你们如果爱我。
If you love me,
就遵守我的诫命。
Obey these laws.
我们今天是第一天。
Today is our first
Sunday. 新年的第一天。
First service of the new year.
我们不仅被提醒要从心里遵行神圣的律法。
Not only we have to obey God.
做活着的见证人。
From our heart to be a living witness.
专心回他面前教训他给我们的产业，我们的儿女。
To focus on teaching, instructing our children of His laws.
知道我们活着的目的是为了敬拜他。
And we also need to know that.
认识他，顺服他。
The purpose for us to be alive is to worship Him, to know Him, and to obey Him.
如果你要立志的话呢
？If you have any New Year resolution,
你说主帮助我。
You said, God, help me.
在新的一年里
，In this new year,
让我唯独拜你。
Help me to worship.Only you.
这是新年的第一个主日。
This is the first Sunday of 2015.
你是跟世人一样寻求水平方向的变化呢
？Are you still walking with the mainstream that you're seeking changes in a horizontal way?
而是跟随耶稣基督为你舍己，为你复活的主。
Or you go vertically seeking God.
在垂直方向，走在更高之地。
In the direction of vertical direction that we are getting higher and higher.
昨天在 Paul Tripp 的那个 Facebook 看他一个分享非常的好。
I saw the Facebook a post from Paul Tripp.
我来说中文的翻译，听他念英文。当你无法实现你新年立志的时候，这里仍然有一个每天你应该寻求的志向，就是将你的眼目定睛在为你创始成终的耶稣基督身上，而不是在你自己身上。
When you fail to keep your New Year's resolution, here's one you should pursue every day. Keep your eyes on Jesus, the initiator and the completer of your faith, and not on yourself.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Father, we thank you.
你恩待了我们这群人。
Thank you for being so good to us.
我们已经活在了上面的世界。
We have lived a world that's vertically.
我们从上面的世界的眼光来看地上所有的事情。
When we look at the world from your perspective,
这就是守诫命的生活。
This should be the life that how we obey your laws.
这就是敬拜你的生活。
This should be the life as worshiping you.
你祝福我们听见的人。
We pray that you would bless us.
从心里遵行的人就有福了。
For those people who willingly obey your laws from the heart.
把我们教会的每一位弟兄姐妹和慕道朋友交在你的恩手中。
We commit every one, single one of us, and also those of your friends in your hands. We pray that you would guide us in your miracles.
我们心中的眼睛被点亮。
That our heart will be enlightened.
甘心乐意地跟随你。
And we will willingly and happily, gladly follow you.
这样祷告，奉我主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.